Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson. You know, what if the news media stuck around after the war to cover the aftermath just as intensely? What would you see? Well, there's going to be a photographic documentary exhibit coming to the Krazzle Arts Center in February. WSJM News Director Doug Cunningham had a chance to talk with the Krazzle and files this report.
The human cost of war is going to vividly come to life at the Krazzle Arts Center in February with this exhibit, Aftermath. War is only half the story. And as I understand it, it's a groundbreaking documentary photography program. So describe, if you could, what this exhibit is and the stories it tells.
Sure. This is an exhibition that features over 50 contemporary photographers, 84 photographs, and these are photographs that have been taken between 2006 and 2016 by photojournalists who have submitted their work for consideration to the Aftermath Project. And the Aftermath Project is a project that was started by Sarah Terry, who herself is an award-winning photographer. And she had done a project on Bosnia and completed a book about that, in which she was looking at a geography post-war. And in doing that project, she became very interested in how the media does or does not cover post-conflict areas, and she wanted to sort of change the way that that story is told and to educate the public on the true costs of war through this project. So each year, she invites artists to submit their photographs, and they are selected and then included in the Aftermath Project.
That's one of the things that really did interest me about the exhibit, is making the point that news media, from radio to television to social media, whatever, needs to change how war is covered. And it's a brilliant concept, I think, because too often media just covers the explosions, the fireworks, the initial phases of a war, and then moves on. But this exhibit is going to make the point that media needs to change by sticking around, right, to see what's happening to the people.
Yeah, and what she would say is that, you know, we need to know the true cost of war, right? So it's not just the war itself, and when that war is done, there's no longer any expense of whether literal expense or just, you know, psychological expense or many other expenses to us. And so she is really driving home the point that there is this whole thing happening after the conflict is over that affects the lives and the geographies of these individuals involved.
And about the Aftermath Project, you alluded to that a moment ago.
This is a 10-year retrospective of the project itself. And so what she did is every year these artists would apply and submit their artworks and their photographs, and she would publish a book each year about these photographs. And so this is a 10-year look back at the project. So she actually takes the poetry of a Polish Nobel laureate, Wisława Szymborska, who wrote poetry about war. And in that poetry, the artist was asking, you know, how do we tell our stories? What gets erased, and how do we end our stories? And so Sarah Terry is using that poetry to sort of organize this 10-year retrospective about the Aftermath Project and to show the project as a whole and how it's gone over the course of 10 years.
That's another intriguing aspect of it, that it's photographic poetry that really recognizes these real ongoing consequences of war. Do you think there is a desired reaction? What do you think the artists would like people who take in this exhibit to come away with?
Well, I think that they want us to contemplate, you know, what I think is unique about the exhibit is that if I think to myself, okay, what do I imagine when I think about images of war, right? And I feel like there's these sort of shared images that we've all seen and in the media that come to mind. You said earlier explosions, different locations, specific wars that we think of. And I think that this shifts our perspective a little, because these photographs might not be what you expect. And some of them take a little bit of reading to understand what they're showing. They're all beautiful in and of themselves, but you have to sort of think about what you're looking at and what it's telling you about that place. And I think that she really does want us to think, you know, to sort of get away from that fireworks and have a more image that's based in reality.
And this is a variety of photojournalists whose work is featured in this exhibit,
it
right?
It is. Yes, absolutely. There's over 50 photographers in this exhibition. They are working from around the world, so and from different points of view. So a lot of diversity of images. And like I said, they aren't what you might think of when you think of images of war or of even media journalism. I think that it's a little bit challenging in that you have these beautiful images. And, you know, for example, there's an image from the Ukraine, and it shows two women speaking to one another. And it takes a little bit of digging to find out what is going on in the image. So I like that part of the exhibition.
It certainly inspires contemplation and deeper thought about
yes.
what we are getting ourselves involved in when we go to war and what the real ramifications are. And you know, the real traumas that people go through and the tremendous rebuilding effort that has to happen, not only for structure, and things, but for people's lives.
Absolutely. I'll share a quote with you from Sarah Terry that we have on our exhibition postcard that really encapsulates it. She says, you know, the end of war does not mean peace. It is simply the end of war, the end of death and destruction. Every story of war includes a chapter that almost always goes untold, the story of the aftermath, which day by day becomes the prologue of the future.
Poignant and eloquent, indeed. There will be other events around this exhibit as well. There's a panel discussion and coffee with the curator, right, among other things. Tell us about those events.
Yeah, so the exhibition opens on Friday, February 8th, and the party for that opening is from 6 to 8 p.m. on February 8th at the Craswell, and that's free and open to the public. People are invited to come out and celebrate the new exhibition. The following morning, Saturday, February 9th, from 10 until noon, Sarah Terry will be here. She lives in L.A., and she's coming to St. Joseph, and she's going to lead a panel discussion with area photographers and veterans on the subject of the exhibition. So that is, again, Saturday, February 9th from 10 to noon for free, open to the public. And then Wednesday, February 13th at noon, I will take people through the galleries, and we will look at the artworks and talk a little bit more about the background of the images in depth.
In terms of the impact that this exhibit may have or that other exhibits have had at Craswell, do you guys get reactions to some of this stuff? I mean, political type of reactions from people who might think, for example, that maybe this is anti-war and maybe they object to an anti-war message? Or, I mean, do you expect anything around this particular exhibit, and do you ever get that kind of reaction from patrons or people who are aware of what you put on display there?
I'm curious to see what type of reaction we get from the exhibition. I've had many people over the years say, why don't you do an exhibition about veterans or of artwork by veterans, and different ideas of what we should be showing and what people would like to see. And so for quite some time, I've wanted to do an exhibition that does address the theme of war or the military or veterans. And why I haven't done them is because I haven't found what I thought was sort of an open-ended or, you know, open-minded presentation of it. Because we don't want to take a side or have a strong stance, but we want to explore the subject openly. So I think that this exhibition does that, and that's one of the reasons why we chose it. But I will be curious, because people have very strong opinions about these subject matters, and maybe more so than some of the other topics we've displayed. So I will be very curious to see what the responses are. But as I said, we have done our best to find a way to present on this topic that is both artistic, which is always a concern. You know, are the photographs artistic and really based in photographic arts? And then secondly, is it addressing the subject matter in a way that we feel is open-minded. So.
And of course, art at its best is very thought-provoking, and it creates an impression in people, and it gives pause to people and allows them to think, sometimes maybe in new and different ways. about issues that they're familiar with and things that they're familiar with. So in that regard, without even taking any kind of a pro or anti stance one way or the other, it's certainly the function of an art museum to have displays that are exhibited that provoke discussion and thought and a deeper contemplation of these things, right?
I agree. Yeah, wholeheartedly. I absolutely agree. Appreciate that summary. It's true. It's what we're trying to do. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes people forget that. We're so hyper-political sometimes these days. We don't understand that, you know, art is art, and that's one of the functions is to provoke thought.
It's not about polarizing further anybody or, you know, taking a stance on a specific thing. It really is just looking more deeply at the topic of what war means and what is that after effect. So what are some of the deeper understandings and visions of that topic?
And again, Aftermath, War is Only Half the Story, coming to the Kreisel Museum here in February. Is there anything else you would like to add about this exhibit?
I would just like to add that it opens February 8th. It will remain on view through April 7th, and we are open 7 days a week and free and open to the public. We also have wonderful volunteer tour guides who give tours in the galleries, do great programs. So I invite people just to come and explore. And if they want to know more, you know, feel free to ask at the front desk how they can learn more or what types of programs they might want to participate in.
All right. Tammy Miller from the Kreisel Arts Center. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.